A rush to finish next year's budget prompted raw words between House and Senate Republicans on Capitol Hill yesterday. Both chambers clamored to finish major spending and budget bills before a two-week recess, and tempers flared as the size of a tax cut requested by President Bush shrunk considerably, along with the spending flexibility the administration wanted for emergency wartime funding. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Both the House and the Senate did end up approving yesterday a $2.3 trillion budget resolution for next year, but in the Senate it took a tie-breaking vote from Vice President Cheney to win final passage. Just one Democrat voted for the budget resolution. Two Republicans broke ranks with their party and voted against it. The Senate had earlier approved a $350 billion tax cut in its budget, while the House had approved the full $726 billion sought by President Bush. The final budget contained a compromise, $550 billion. But two other renegade Republicans, Olympia Snowe of Maine and George Voinovich of Ohio, balked at that compromise. Then, shortly before the vote, the Republican chair of the Finance Committee, Iowa's Charles Grassley, made a dramatic announcement on the floor of the Senate.
In order to get the necessary support, I made an agreement with Senators Snowe and Voinovich. Let me be clear. Without this agreement, the Budget Resolution Conference report would not pass the Senate today. There would be no budget and no growth package without our agreement.
The agreement, Grassley said, was that no matter what size of tax cut the House eventually passes, his Senate tax writing committee would stick to a $350 billion limit. North Dakota's Kent Conrad, the top Democrat on the budget committee, said he welcomed Grassley's assurances.
I respect the chairman of the committee. When he gives his word, I believe it. I believe it, and I commend him for it. But let's not be under any illusion that that restricts what's happening here to $350 billion of tax cuts. It does not.
In fact, the budget does allow up to $1.3 trillion worth of tax cuts requested by the president. But the catch is that most of that amount could only be approved by a supermajority of 60 senators, something this closely split Senate seems unlikely to do. Grassley's pledge to cap the tax cut at $350 billion clearly angered Republican leaders in the House. Speaker Dennis Hastert angrily dismissed Grassley's promise to his fellow senators as irrelevant.
Nobody ever told me about a commitment from Grassley. I don't know anything about it. I don't know what the parameters are. As far as I'm concerned, it's not written in this budget, and it doesn't exist.
And House Budget Committee Chairman Jim Nussle, who, like Grassley, is an Iowa Republican, fumed that Grassley had not even let Hastert know in advance that he'd cut a side deal.
Even the French had the courtesy to inform the United States that they were not going to vote with us at the United Nations.
Meanwhile, Senate and House negotiators sparred throughout the day yesterday while trying to work out differences in an $80 billion emergency spending bill, three-quarters of which is for the war in Iraq. President Bush had asked that Congress give him broad leeway over how that money is spent, but negotiators agreed to only give the president an effective say over some $9 billion. West Virginia Democratic Senator Robert Byrd demanded that lawmakers require 5 days' notice before such funds are spent.
I think it's a reasonable request, and I don't think we ought to give in. I don't think Congress ought to roll over and play dead for this or any other administration.
Both Democrats and Republicans agreed and added more congressional strings to a wartime spending bill that's slated for a final vote later today. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.